So let's review. The Gemara in the previous daf discusses the mitzvah of Bikur Chaylam. The Gemara continues with an incident. One of Rebbe Akiva's students became sick, and no one visited him, with the exception of Rebbe Akiva, who tended to his needs. Upon recovering, he stated, "Rebbe, you kept me alive." As a result of this incident, Yatzir Rebbe Akiva v'darash, "Kol mi she'ein mevaker chaylim, ki'ilu shefech damim." Rebbe Akiva said that one who does not visit the sick is considered as if he killed them. Rav Dimi Amar, he says, "Kol mevaker es l'chayla, gorim l'shiyichya." A person that visits the sick causes him to live, because mevaker shel avrachamim shiyichya. The visitor davens for his recovery. "V'chol she'ein mevaker es l'chayla, gorim l'shiyamas." A person that does not visit the sick causes him to die, because in mevakesh lav rachamim loy shiichya v'loy shiyamas, he doesn't daven for his recovery, nor does he daven for his death either, as the Ran explains. Pa'amim shetzarach levakesh rachamim al chayla shiyamas k'gain shemitzdar harbe ve'iyav shalei lichias. There are times when one should daven that the chayla should die, because his illness is very painful and he cannot live this way. Rav says, "Kol mevaker es chayla nitzel medina shel gehenna." A person that visits the sick will be saved from Gehenna, because the pasuk states, "Ashri maskil ol dal v'yem ro yimalteyu Hashem." Ein dal el achayla. The word dal, destitute, refers to a chayla. As we see in one pasuk, it refers to a chayla, midal yivatzeni. And in another pasuk, it refers to a chayla, maduata kocha dal ben hamelach baboiker baboiker. And ein ro el Gehenna. The word ro refers to Gehenna, as the pasuk states, "Kol pa'al Hashem lemaneu v'gam rasha l'yom ra." In Bikur Maskaray, ba'olam hazeh, and a person that visits the sick is also rewarded in this world, as the pasuk continues, "Hashem yishmerei v'chayehu v'oyshe ba'aretz v'al tetneu b'nefesh ayivav." Hashem yishmereyu miyetzahara, he is protected from the yetzahara, v'chayehu min ha'yisurin, he is spared from suffering, v'oyshe ba'aretz shiyu hakol meskabin b'ay, everyone will feel honored through him, "V'al tetneu b'nefesh ayivav sheyis damnu l'ayrein." "K'naman sheripo es tzarate." He will merit friends like those of Naman who healed his leprosy. "V'al yizdamnu l'ayreim k'rochavim shechilku es machusay." And he will be spared friends like those of Rochavim who divided his kingdom. Rav Shisha Breda of Idi says, "Le'lisid inish k'tzira, lo'y b'tla'ashoy k'admaisa." A person should not visit the sick during the initial 3 hours of the day, because Rav Chadaite, the chayla's appearance looks good, and the visitor will assume that there is no need to daven for him, and he should not visit b'tla'ashoy basrais of the yem during the final 3 hours of the day, because takav cholshei, the chayla's appearance looks bad, and the visitor will assume that there is no use of davening for him. Rav and Amar Rav says, "Minay shakadosh baruch hu zan es chayla." Hashem nourishes the sick, as the pasuk states, "Hashem yisedenu al eretz divay." And Rav and Amar Rav says, "Minay shashchina shrui lamaylam imitasei shel chayla." The Shechina rests above the Chayla's bed, Shenema Hashem Yisedena al Eretz Divay. The Gemara cites another halacha of Rav and Amar Rav, Mitra b'marava sada rabba pras. Rav says that when the waters of Pras, a river in Bavel, swell without rain, it indicates that it rained in Eretz Yisrael, because Nara mimei gisham em mivrach. A river only expands through night vent rainwater, and the Pras expanded from the rainwater of Eretz Yisrael, as the Ran explains. The above has halachic relevance regarding tevila, in which nahar shegadol harbe einu mitar bezeichlin. A river that swelled a lot does not purify while it is zeichel, flowing, because chashina shemirobu noitven ala zeichlin. There is a possibility that the majority now consists of rainwater, which does not purify bezechila, only bashbayr and standing water. Upligi de Shmuel, the Amar Shmuel nar mikipi mizbarach. Shmuel says that a river primarily expands from underground springs, as the Ran explains. Even though Kishag Shom Yerdin Naris Misrabin, the rivers apparently swell after rain, however, Tipa Yerd Milmala Tvachayim Oilam Anatahayim. When the river rises one Tevach due to rain, it rises two Tvachayim from underground waters. Therefore, regarding Tvila, Nahar Shagodl Harbe Mitar Bezeichlin, a river that swelled a lot does purify while it is Zeichel. Because, like a Chashash, Tilo Oilam Zeichlin Rabin, there is no possibility that the majority now consists of Megishamim, because the majority is always Meimayin. The Gemara cites a contradicting statement of Shmuel that holds, Naharu mimei gishamim evrich, in which Shmuel says, Eina mayim mitarim bezeichlin, ila pras b'yemit tishu b'vad, as the Ran explains. Nahar Shemeim of Yuduin, Metam Bezoichlin. A river whose water level is stable can purify Bezchila when it did not rain, because there is no concern for Shema Yibra Neitvin Ala Zeichlin, when the river remains at its set water level. However, Nahar Shemeim of Mechazvin, in the Metam Bezoichlin. A river whose water level is not stable cannot purify Bezchila even when it did not rain, because there is always a concern for Shema Yibra Neitvin Ala Zeichlin, because the river does not have a set water level. Therefore, regarding a river that is Meim of Yuduin, Bebaki, La'olam Metar Bezoichlin, when one is proficient in the river's water level, it can purify Bezchila at any time, because like a chashash. However, Min Hastam, Eina Metar Bezoichlin, when one is not Baki in the river's water level, it cannot purify Bezchila at any time, because Cheshin Hashem Rabbe Neitvin Ala Zeichlin. Therefore, Shmuel says that Pras, as well as other rivers that are Meimehen Yuduim, can purify Bezchila even Min Hastam during the month of Tishrei, because as the Ran explains, Lefisha Eina Eis Keshamim, it does not rain during this time, in which we can assume that the river remains at its set water level. However, Pras cannot purify Bezchila in the case of Min Hastam during the other months, because Eis Keshamim Heim, it does rain during these times, in which Cheshin Hashem Yibu Neitvin Ala Zeichlin, we cannot assume that the river remains at its set water level. The Gemara concludes that Avu de Shmuel, Avud Lahain Mikvois Labante B'Yomin Nisan. Shmuel's father prepared mikvois for his daughters during the month of Nisan, and he did not let them immerse in the river because Eis Keshamim Hu, in which there is a concern for Shema Rabbe Neitvin Ala Zeichlin. However, Umavtze B'Yomin Tishrei, he did let them immerse in the river during Tishrei, Lefisha Eina Eis Keshamim, when there is no concern for Shema Rabbe Neitvin Ala Zeichlin. However, he placed mats on the river bottom because, as the Ran explains, Mishum Tit, Deloy Lahav Chatzitza, to prevent the Chatzitza on their feet from the mud, or, the Ran says, that he surrounded them with mats, Mishum Tzniyus Bi'Alma, to seclude them from being seen.